shall pay you for it. What the fuck?
Terror, horror, death. Film at 11.
WMFO in Medford.
Picture beef patty, lettuce, tomato.
You really think that just because you have an idea, it belongs to you?
You ain't never in your life heard a disc jockey come through here like me.
He mixes different quotes of people and a wide variety of songs. Very, very freeform, which is the point of WMFO.
Push it right to the edge.
Pure energy. Matter without form.
I know you like two things I like. Chicken and chicks.
Indeed, you are powerful, as the Emperor has foreseen.
Free socks.
The views and opinions expressed on this program are those of the participants and do not necessarily reflect the views of this show's producer, WMFO, its staff and management, or Tufts University.
You had the power to be all good, all wise, and all powerful. Why would you make the world you have now?
I don't know. I was really drunk at the time.
I was not drunk. I was on pills.
My show, I can do whatever I want, so I am.
I want you to play like I do.
She's an international student from Japan, and we're here to fulfill her fantasy.
What is this? I've never heard any music like this in my life before, and if I ever have, I don't know where I heard it.
Get your own show. Play your own music.
Funnily, it's layers. Look up on top of one another. Like a sandwich.
Layering different sounds on top of each other. Layering different sounds on top of each other.
It makes me feel so powerful.
Computers can do that?
あなたはプラスティック寿司ストロベリーズ&タイムを聞いています。こちらは WMFO Medford 91.5 FM。
I just want to say one word to you. Just one word.
Yes, sir.
Are you listening?
Yes, I am.
Plastic.
Shonen Knife, and you are listening to Plastic Sushi, Strawberries and Time on WMFO in Medford, 91.5 FM.
Welcome to the Plastic Sushi Strawberries and Thyme Sound Collage here on WMFO in Medford. Yeah, that's right. It's not just a radio program. It's a sound collage with audio clips from movies, TV shows, documentaries, political speeches, who knows where, mixed in between and on top of the music. And in case you didn't already know it, I'm your host, Edward Buchert. And on this plastic sushi style of sound collage, we always start off with some Japanese music, and then we genre jump, mixing it up with punk, funk, jazz, metal, electronic, classical, country, disco, as many different styles of music as we possibly can. And they all have to match the theme in one way or another. And let me tell you, we have got a really high energy theme for you this evening. In fact, the theme is called Gimme Some High Energy. And we're going to be playing just one high energy song after another. Yes, high energy electronic, high energy classical, high energy classic rock, high energy bluegrass, even some high energy country and high energy punk. So we started off the show with a Japanese band, of course, and that was stylistically one of my favorite things to do in my intro, to mix in the full-length version of one of the songs that that I sample in my standard Plastic Sushi and Tears of the Gods intro template. And that, of course, was Shonen Knife playing the Sushi Bar song. And at their end, their drummer and she was eventually their bass player, Atsuko Yamano, very kindly recorded a show ID for me when they were playing here in Boston, actually in Cambridge at the Middle East in 2007. So I wanted to mention that in tonight's audio clips from who knows where, we have some very intense samples that I've collected and used over the years related to, well, in particular, O.J. Simpson. And, well, as I mentioned, they're pretty intense, especially the next set. We've got Nicole Simpson's sister, Denise Brown, testifying at O.J.'s murder trial about a particular incident between him and Nicole. Plus, I'm going to be mixing in some segments from the 1938 War of the Worlds radio drama by Orson Welles that supposedly caused mass panic when people actually believed that the Earth was being attacked by aliens. But dive in a little bit deeper. It's not like everybody was believing that for sure. And also, talking about intense audio clips, we've got some from the 9/11 tragedy, terror attack. Some of the scariest audio clips ever. So, backing me up right now is David McCallum with his big band, big jazz band version of the Batman theme. And, well, let's start off your first weekend of summer with some high energy Japanese electronic music. Here's something from Taku Ishino. And this is, in fact, exactly our theme this evening.
Give me some I-A-N-R-C.
I hope you like it.
I-A-N-R-C. Give me some I-A-N-R-C. 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 I-A-N-R-C. Give me some I-A-N-R-C.
I-A-N-R-C.
I have is a bottle of very, very, very old scotch.
You getting any readings on your instruments?
Yes, sir. There's a tiger, tiger burning bright in the forest of the night. I'm trying to Saturn rings around my head down a road that's Martian red.
energy efficiency interviews are brought to you by the U.S. Department of Energy and the Ad Council.
So, Lisa, do you always leave your stereo on, even when you're not there to listen to it?
Well, what stereo?
The one you left on in the other room.
Oh, that one. I was going to turn it off, actually, but I got distracted. I mean, come on. Everybody makes mistakes. Everybody has those days.
Hang on. You're just repeating the lyrics to Hannah Montana's song.
Nobody's perfect. Okay, I'm turning it off.
Millions of kids are using their energy wisely. What's your excuse? Learn more at loseyourexcuse.gov.
Here on the Plastic Sushi Strawberries and Thyme Sound Collage, our theme is called Gimme Some High Energy. And we are bringing you one high energy song after another. Classical, rock, electronic, country. We're hitting them all on this truly freeform radio show. So we began that last set with a Japanese artist, as we always do at the beginning of a Plastic Sushi. That was Taku Ishino with Gimme Some High Energy, the theme song for this evening. And he's perhaps best known for his work in the Japanese band Denki Groove. But he's also a talented composer and all-around musician and DJ in his own right. And I found that song on an outstanding compilation, Japan for Sale, Volume 3. There are several in that series, including one called Japan Not for Sale. But they're all great. They're all great. And then we followed that with Van Halen. And then one of my favorite songs out of their whole catalog, Panama, About a Car. It's on my list of possible themes to have a show devoted to cars and car songs. And, well, it'd be a Tears of the Gods, and you know who the featured artist would be. Oh, yeah. And we followed that with two songs, actually, going out to Chuck Yu and the lovely Diane. 1 minute and 18 seconds of high-energy, sonic, electronic, classical brilliance from Wendy Carlos. The William Tell Overture, the abridged version from the soundtrack to A Clockwork Orange by Wendy Carlos. And then we followed that with a Japanese taiko drum band, Kodo, with Toki no Koe from their Ibuki album. And I was starting to mix in some of those excerpts from Orson Welles' War of the Worlds 1938 radio drama performed on Halloween Eve of that year. We'll be hearing more of that in the next set, as well as some more of those clips from Nicole Simpson's sister, Denise. Well, actually, in the next set, we're going to be hearing some actual clips recorded on the Los Angeles Police Department's 911 line, with OJ breaking down the back door trying to get in, and Nicole still alive at that point, talking to the police dispatcher. Yes, that's what's coming up in the next set. And I know Chuck is a fan of Kodo, because this week I was listening to one of his In the Margin shows. And on WMBR 88.1 FM, our sister station in Cambridge. And he played one of their songs. And we also heard from The Cult, Love Removal Machine. And that, in particular, was the version on the rare Cult disc 3 box set. Not the version that's on disc 2 or disc 5 in that set, and not the version that's on the original album, but yeah, the disc 3 rare cult version. That's my favorite. It's a little bit rawer than the others in a way I really like. And we finish things off with a public service message about energy efficiency from the U.S. Department of Energy. And backing me up right now is the certified guitar player, as well as sonic architect of the Nashville sound, a particular style of country music that borrowed a lot from pop music. Yes, I'm talking about Chet Atkins. And this is Oh by Jingo. And we're going to be hearing more from him in the second hour of the program, a real high-energy piece called The Yakety Axe. Well, let's start off the next set with, why not, another Japanese band with some high-energy music. And this is a Japanese band that was from the 1960s. And they were of a particular style called the group sounds, big in the late 60s in Japan. And it's got a really nasty fuzz on it. And we're also going to be hearing some high-energy bluegrass from Hayseed Dixie, one of their original pieces. And also some AC/DC, some John 5 Chemical Brothers are in the mix, and some Judas Priest as well. So, yes, a very high-energy set as we explore our theme of Gimme Some High Energy. Here on the Plastic Sushi, Strawberries and Thyme Sound Collage. On WMFO. In Medford. Tufts Free Form. Radio.
You know, be the way.
what walks downstairs, a loner in pairs, and makes a slinkity sound. A spring, a marvelous thing. Everyone knows it's Slinky. It gives a big lift when wrapped as a gift, a very likable toy. It's falling in place, brings smiles to your face, something kids can enjoy. It's Slinky, for fun it's a wonderful toy. It's Slinky, it's fun for a girl and a boy. And Slinky Mobiles with big slinky wheels and pistons that move as you go. It makes a great sound when you pull it around. The driver's an old-timey fellow. A slinky dog, a slinky train, many more wonderful toys. You tug the string, they do their thing. They're great for girls and boys. They're slinkies, really wonderful toys. They're slinkies, they're fun for girls and boys.
Ladies and gentlemen, it's indescribable, but I can hardly force myself to keep looking at it. So awful. Its eyes are black and they gleam like a serpent. The mouth is a kind of V-shape with saliva dripping from its rimless lips. It seems to quiver and pulsate, and the monster or whatever it is can hardly move. It seems weighed down by possibly gravity or something. The thing's rising up now, and the crowd falls back. It seems plenty. The most extraordinary experience, ladies and gentlemen. I can't find words.
See, Mr. Bond, I always thought I liked animals. And I discovered that I like killing people even more.
I think there should be complete freedom for the artist and performer. The artist should feel free to use nudity if he feels like it.
She's an international student from Japan, and we're here to fulfill her boyfriend's fantasy.
Push it right to the edge.
I was under the influence. I was under the influence. I was under the influence. I was under the influence.
I discovered.
Very, very great.
versus Orenthal James Simpson, case number BA097211. Read the jury in the Boston title action, find the defendant Orenthal James Simpson not guilty of the crime of murder.
Push it right to the edge. Push it right to the edge.
WMFO in Medford.
Don't run.
Push it right to the edge. Push it right to the edge.
Don't run.
I am not frightened by what lies ahead, and I don't believe the American people are frightened by what lies ahead.
I object to intellect without discipline. I object to power.